So this is Wayward Renegade Witches Blog / Witch Patrol here on Blog Talk, www.waywardrenegadewitchesblog.com or www.waywardrenegadeblog.com. Hit us up when you want some real motherfucking work done. So this has been in the waiting, kind of held off doing this, but I want to talk about Michael and Belinda, bitch ass ready. And what I'm going to talk about today are white racist ass occultists. And I've talked about this basically on YouTube. And, of course, some people feel a certain way. Some people also flag the channel, flag the Instagram, because they do not want this information to get out. And what's really even more interesting is that you also get the black cool Negroes or the black cool niggas who support this fuckery of bullshit of white racism in the occult world. And you wonder, well, what the fuck does this bitch mean? Well, this is what this bitch mean right here. First of all, you have white people that have taken over the culture of Wadoon, magic, hoodoo, even though hoodoo, they say it's supposed to be American black energy, but white people have taken it over 1,000,000% and made it the way that they want to make it and educate you on what to do with fucking American hoodoo. In addition to, they've edged their way in Santeria, which Santeria is also, we know, is connected to the Yoruba religion. They went over to Africa, so the religion gave you this old fucked up left-hand effect, this whole effect of, no, don't practice this shit over here because it's evil, but we'll just suck it up and steal it and use it for our motherfucking selves. You have the government that even used voodoo, you know, even against black people. And we are the only dumb fucks that don't get it. So everybody comes in and rape our religion, rape who we are culturally, ethnicity, and everything. And we sit around like a bunch of coons and let it motherfucking happen and then sit up and get mad at the person who's saying, hey, this is what the fuck is going on. The Negroes want to get angry and want to have an uprise against a black person who's revealing and telling the truth of the information. And that's a motherfucking shame, and that's why we're in the state of mind that we in. Now, the funny thing is, now I'm just kind of going off subject, is this. White people know the power of magic and how to manifest it, but it has been used in a way that the whole energy of it has disappeared and it's all analytical. And that is why these white people have put forth this whole left-hand energy, which is the left brain, because everything is conformed and stereotypical. It's molded in a way that you have to think of this, you have to think of that. Of course you got to motherfucking think. You have to know how to use your brain to manifest the energy. But if you leave the right brain out and forget and get psychologically clouded and forget that you do need those energies, then your shit is not going to manifest. And as you know, black people are emotional, very emotional people as we are. And we don't think with our head. We think with our emotions. And white people know that psychological bullshit with us. So if we're doing magic, we are not going to use, I'm going to per se, our analytical, our mind. We're going to be, how you say, more energy-based, more emotional. But however, white people have twisted and turned it where you have to be analytical and think of the razzmatazz. However, the psychological game is the whole Christianity thing. Now, they have black people sitting up here thinking, oh, gosh, if I practice this over here, then I will go to hell. I'm a sinner. I'll fall out of faith God. And that's analytical thinking right there. You're not thinking emotionally on really how you can manifest your energy, okay? But you're listening to what the fuck white people are telling you. This is what it says in the Bible, okay? Meanwhile, you have white people playing intellectual, analytical games with you to make you believe you are this horrible-ass person, you're a sinner, you're a savage, you are below the dirt, the devil going to come and get you, oh, 666 Satan, you're this, you're that, oh, Jesus. Fuck that shit. They not even doing it, and they fucking know better. So what they did was play a psychological game with you, which I call the Luciferian effect. Lucifer is sitting around watching your punk asses. I'm talking about black folks doing stupid-ass shit. Meanwhile, Lucifer, however, the morning star, Horus, Horu, whoever you would like to call him, is laughing at you because the white people sitting up here using your fucking energy against you to manifest over you and play a psychological, analytical game with your crazy asses, and you motherfuckers want to sit up like this old cool bitch that was on his damn YouTube page talking about, well, if it's a potato, then it is a potato. That's a dumb bitch right there. That's why she's going to get caught up in shit, and I'm sure she got caught up with this motherfucker. But black bitches, especially black bitches, they don't never just understand information. They got to be, I don't like that bitch, and I don't like her attitude. Well, bitch, fuck you then. Do you keep on with them fucking white folks and that fucking psychological bullshit that they playing on you, then your ass get caught up in a minute. You are not going to have a motherfucking brain, and you're going to be like, what's that, whatever that movie is. You're going to be just like that motherfucker because you guys are psychologically bankrupt. So, again, white people come in with this whole bullshit of, well, the left hand, the right hand, and this hand, and all this hand. You wonder, why is she talking about it? Because I need for you to understand the psychological game that has always been set forth. The left hand energy has always been around. It's a psychological bullshit of being analytical. And I want to go back to Bobby Hemmett because Bobby Hemmett talked about how the energies of magic has shifted into this whole analytical thinking, which is weak, is weaker energy, because you're not pulling your energy from within, but you're using your head to call yourself manifesting instead of connecting the dots. Because if you really think about it, everybody sits up and talk about the main heart, which is, you know, or to the left of you, right? But did you ever think your brain is a motherfucking heart? If your brain is gone, then everything else is useless, okay? Think about that. If your brain is gone, everything is useless. Your heart stops, your organs stop. You can't see, you can't do nothing. They could easily get a machine to keep you going, but you're going to die. So look at your brain as a function, as a heart. So if you have two functions, the left and the right, and the spiritual creator who created you made two functions, then motherfuckers, use both of your motherfucking functions instead of listening to these crazy white people who sit up and tell you this fucking bullshit. Then you wonder, well, oh, she's just being racist. No, I'm not being motherfucking racist. I'm being a fucking realist here. I want you guys to really hear what the fuck I'm saying. If white people are sitting up here telling you all this bullshit, okay, and you're going for the bullshit, you think what they're saying to you is correct and right because they're white? That's crazy and fucked up. But then, let alone, you also have to look at it this way. Black people have put themselves in a state of mind of fuck up. Okay? They have put themselves in a state of mind of fuck up, and they put themselves in a place where they have to take heed and have understanding and believe everything that white people say. So it's kind of like that situation that they say, I'm white and I say so. So let me loop back after I'm saying all of this information to you, because I know some of you guys are ESL and have low comprehension and you don't get what I'm saying. So I'm going to go back to Michael and Belinda Reddy of YouTube Fake Fuckery Witches. I believe the phone call that I received about some spell work being done, and not manifesting and being and the individual stated supposedly his last name is Gonzalez. I'm kind of thinking it was one of their kids or her kids. I don't know, because I think she's a Spaniard Latina. Okay? So this is where I'm at with it. The person calls, explains all these details of what supposedly happened. Basically, the person, last name is Gonzalez, I forgot their first name, and they called from Texas, and they said that they went to, they know that, that they contacted Belinda and Michael. And when they contacted Belinda and Michael, they were supposed to do some love work. When he called just to check on the work, Michael and Belinda became supposedly belligerent with him. Okay? And then basically did not do the work. And supposedly he sent all of this, this stuff to them to get this girl. Okay? I think he said he was 19 or 20 years old. Now, he said as he called Michael and Belinda, they kept threatening that they will throw curses at him and for him not to call any longer, okay? And then he also was stating that the police will be called if he continues on checking for the work, on his work. And he said that it was over 2 months that he didn't hear anything, he didn't know anything. And he said he gave them over, he said that he gave them over $400, okay? And he asked me to call. So I didn't call. I'd rather do a video because I'm like, well, hey, well, let's edge out and see, are there other individuals that went through this whole thing like him. As we start to analyze the video, and I really set that up for Wayward to talk about them, but it didn't go the way that they wanted it to go. Because as I sat there and start to analyze their videos, I said, they on some fucking bullshit. They doing milk shit, bullshit, hoodoo bullshit, botanica bullshit, Facebook group bullshit. They ain't really witches. They ain't really occultists. They ain't really warlocks. They ain't really priests. Whatever they want, whatever you motherfuckers are calling yourself, you're none of it, and you know it. Matter of fact, what I pick up is somebody's on motherfucking crystal meth, and I believe it's Belinda and Michael. How in the fuck does a bitch have fucking coffin nails, but let alone she has two fucking nails missing? Bitch, what you doing? Bitch, what happened? Bitch, get off that crystal meth. And the way Michael is and his behavior, he's most definitely on crystal meth. Not crystal meth, if not that crack. Because that whole, his whole demeanor is hella crazy. But just to say all of that, as I start to analyze the video, I start to peep shit. And what I peeped was, bitch, so people send you their bodily fluids or their garments or whatever, and bitch, you sit up and you base shit against them when you don't do their work. So basically you're holding their shit for hostage. Bitch, Belinda. Then you sat up and did a fake supposed testimonial, like, we're not fake, we're not this. Well, bitch, who said you were? And why in the fuck would you say that? Because now that I peeped that video, bitch, that was you. Bitch, that was you. Bitch, that was you. Okay? Bitch, that was you sitting up doing your own fucking testimonials. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm suspicious when motherfuckers now do testimonials. There ain't no testimonials in fucking spell work, you damn fools. And if you choose to show a little bit of your work, then show your work. But you don't sit up and get on YouTube and show step by step to do shit so motherfuckers can fuck up. But just to say all that, I said, okay, well, let me talk about this shit so people could be warned of what the fuck they doing. Bitch, who would have known shit would have came out the way that it did? Bitch, all of a sudden I'm seeing this video of Michael Reddy going the fuck off, going pacing back and forth, and I'm like, okay, say what you say. Say what you say, motherfucker. Say what you say. And it seemed that he was really angry because I am black and I am a black woman standing up and have the audacity to talk shit to white motherfuckers. How dare you, nigga bitch? How dare you, bed warmer? How dare you, niggeress? You stay in your niggeress place, you black bitch, and you don't talk shit to us because we're white and we say so. And if we want to rape your shit and talk shit about you like Kid Rock did, just steal your shit and have a baby by a niggeress, we will do it. And we don't give a fuck because we all fall under this. I'm white and I say so, and we can steal your shit, and you ain't going to do a motherfucking thing because the black community is it together. That's why we were able to steal your shit. And who are you to steal our path, you brown potato niggers? That's what the fuck he was saying. Y'all, I had to pull it together because you know I can say racist ass shit when motherfuckers come at me. When motherfuckers come at me, I'm going to be real calm about that, you know, because I don't appreciate being called a motherfucking nigger. You could, this month, I'm jumping. It's like right now, I need some fucking alcohol because I'm mad as a motherfucker that this motherfucker right here did all this fucking talking, and there was so much underlying to what the fuck he was saying. And I don't understand how the fuck white people are going or becoming angry because myself and other black people peeping and shit are saying, black people, take your magic back from all of these motherfuckers. While we sitting up here saying God, they over there saying Satan. Huh, Marilyn Manson? Because there's power in the energy of Satan, bitch. Huh. They're up there using your fucking melanin, your fucking numbers of your fucking melanin, and y'all bitch asses are still sitting up here talking, oh, I don't mess with them numbers. That's it. Bitch, they're your fucking melanin component. It's just ridiculous. So, Michael Reddy sat up there, talked all that bullshit. Thought the shit was okay. Know enough about the black community that we do not stick together. Knowing for centuries and on that they have used our energies against us physically and psychologically. And he thought with his UK British ass it was okay to talk shit because you know in the UK it's racist as a motherfucker as well. So he thought it is okay to disrespect me as a black woman because there is not a black man who's going to stand up and put him in line. Huh, how about that bitch? Because black men are too busy getting perms and curls and weaves and feminine as a motherfucker, moist as a motherfucker, and nobody standing up. They too busy fucking around doing dumb shit, but nobody standing up. Where are the black men who fucking practice magic? And I'm not fucking talking about no Wiccan and warlock shit. Because you get a lot of black gay men who practice that shit, and all you doing is getting your melanin sucked up out of you. But the point is, I'm going to loop back, the point is Michael never hit or answered the point of what happened to this work. And another thing, where the fuck is Belinda? Where the fuck is Belinda? Huh, she's nowhere. Because she's on crystal meth smoking it up. And you want a bitch like that? Huh, okay. This motherfucker had the audacity to flag and have his homies. And some of them Latin, because one of them I think is called Grave Digger. And I don't even know why you Latin people supporting this motherfucker. Y'all crazy as fuck. That's that shit I'm talking about with you Latin people. I be taking up for y'all asses, and y'all be side-eyeing me. Fuck you. Anyway, then the motherfucker goes on Facebook Messenger, writes this whole bullshit, and then I didn't even read the whole thing. Then when I did read the whole thing on camera, the motherfucker called me a nigger. Well, motherfucker, you just proved the whole fucking point of what I was saying about white occultists and racism, because you still could have said what the fuck you had to say, but you didn't have to put in a nigger in it. And somebody's like, well, what's the big deal being called a nigger? It is a big deal being called a motherfucking nigger, because that lets you know who in the fuck that motherfucker is. And he's sitting up there with a fucking Latina Spaniard, and that goes to show a motherfucking racist, and she discriminates, and she's on bullshit. Don't get it twisted with the black and brown, because Latins be up there, especially Mexicans, be up there, nigger, niggas, fuck you, nigger, 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 that's them. Wanna know how I know? I fucking live in California, and I hear the shit. And she's a Spaniard Latina, because her last name is Kano. That's even worse. And again, I say, you know the relationship between Spain and Africa already. And I say, how dare this motherfucker sit up, send a fucking messenger, sneak motherfucker, and then talk shit, then sit up and get mad because I put that shit on blast and want to get shit flagged and everything else, getting all the witches together. Fuck you, you good-for-nothing, low-life, crystal-head, bitch-ass, grave digging, eating dirt, nothing rat. Good for nothing, bitch ass bitch. The fuck? Low life caliber DNA smoking ass bitch. The fuck? The ass motherfucker pacing around because you nervous as a motherfucker. You don't know who in the fuck you fucking with. Low caliber ass rat. Good for nothing roaches. Walking around stealing our food and shit. And what I mean stealing our food, stealing our minds, stealing our magic, stealing everything like fucking roaches. Never leave. Just stick around and learn shit and make sure at night to come and steal shit during the night. That's who in the fuck you are, Michael Reddy. The fuck? Then has the audacity because I'm going to say because I stood up for my fucking self. Do you want to get mad? You can't get mad. That's the thing with white people that I don't get. I don't get that part of you. You guys sit up and do shit, then when motherfuckers, especially black people, speak up, talk up, fight against it, then you want to kill, you want to lie, you want to conjure up a whole bunch of bullshit, you want to dig in people's business. Well, motherfucker, you went and put Sandy's name out there again. Look, motherfucker, that shit has already been done. That's why I say you a million years too motherfucking late. Okay? Then you have the audacity to find my motherfucking information, but goddamn, motherfucker, you sat up there and then you put up shit that had my family name all included. I can understand if my family was included on some shit, but what's the use of you sitting up there putting up that information, then lying and saying it's basically my alias? Is you a lying-ass motherfucker? Motherfucker, it ain't shit you can put out that I haven't even talked about. Do you? Let me tell you something. The black motherfuckers then already put shit out about us. That's it and that's all. So it ain't shit you can do that it ain't already been done by our own people. Huh. And that's and our own people is stronger energy than you. But my whole point is molding and showing how the philosophy of these white occultists from Lucky Mojo, huh, you see what's up with them? White feminists who get into the witchery world and do the whole bunch of fuckery. All these groups of white racists who purposely target people of color to give them wrong and incorrect information. These white occultists who sit up and befriend you to just to learn hoodoo from you or learn your magic, okay? I've seen where one black occultist was into it with a white occultist when she was trying to educate him on shit. He was too busy trying to educate her on shit. Got mad and was trying to force her and make her, okay, accept his wording and accept what he was saying, and she wasn't. How dare you do that? How dare you rape and steal our shit? Then when we finally getting some self-conscious about our shit or getting conscious about our own shit, motherfucker, you want to sit up there and say, no, no, what you afraid of? A black planet? What you afraid of? Black people putting that shit together, manifesting with all this melanin we have? What are you afraid of, white people? Because with you guys intervening in our manifestation of energy, you guys have fucked up this world. You guys have caused a whole bunch of weakening. You guys have caused this whole pop culture of magic. You guys make voodoo look like it's weak in pop culture, and it's not. You guys run your asses to Africa. You guys run your asses to Haiti. And then you learn from the people there. Then you set up and think you fucking know everything. And you don't. I don't care if you spend all your motherfucking life in Africa. You wasn't supposed to be there in the first place. You are an implant, just like San Francisco got implants. And fucked up San Francisco like you guys were there and fucked up Africa. Then you go to Haiti to learn shit from them, and then you sit up and steal their body parts. What? And what do you do with it? You use it. Okay? Then, like what Michael tried to do was throw out code words. Get that bitch. Fuck that bitch up. Kill that bitch. Talking about cults. Cult is one thing. Yeah, we are a cult following. But, bitch, don't sit up and try to throw cold words out there with them white folks. Don't you do it. Don't you do it. Because we know that's what you guys do. But just to say that, I'm going to end this. This is Where It Renegade Blog. I would like to talk further about this. Hit us up for some work, www.whereitrenegadeblog.com. We would like to come back for the part two with a cold gem. You talk about Magical Lady Duchess. Hit us up. I talked about various things in this particular blog, but mainly I just wanted to get what I needed to get out. Since motherfuckers were flagging. So this is where Renegade Witches blog.